The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports booster.
We're Exchange Bank, your hometown community bank. We take pride in remaining a locally owned bank, keeping current with technology while maintaining our old-fashioned values. We still make our loan decisions locally. For your next car or mortgage loan, come visit one of our knowledgeable officers. You'll see we offer some of the best rates available. Stop in and see us. We can help you achieve your goals. Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good evening and welcome back to Winchester, Kansas. We're getting set to go to game two. It is championship time for the boys. And this Class 2A Substate comes to its final game here and now. We're going to come back. We're going to bring you starters. We're going to bring you insight. We're going to bring you the tip-off. And we're going to bring you one of the best games and most closely competed games in the state of Kansas tonight. We'll do that when we return right after this.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, they tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Welcome back to Winchester, everybody. Tonight, after a first game that saw Riverside take the crown from the JCN Substate this year in the girls' side, and they're going to head out to Dodge City next week, we're going to have the Battle of the Chargers. A couple of teams, they know one another so well. Horton and Jefferson County North. Guys, they've already played a couple of times this year. You know conference opponents would have done that, right? First time these two teams met back early December, Horton wins at home 45-38. Then Jefferson County North in early February won the game on their home court 46-42. Bottom line here, both teams are good. Both games are close. This one belongs to anyone. Tell you what else, Horton fan has turned out here in incredible numbers. In fact, when I get here, hour and a half before the first game, the Horton fans were already here. They're probably 12, 14, 18 of them already in the gym. I was kidding them, making sure they got a good seat because they turned out early and they have packed this place. There's a whole lot of blue at the JCN gym tonight. Now, don't get me wrong, a lot of green with it. So the crowd is going to be pumped up. They're looking forward to having a good time, and so are we. Coming to this announcer, he's introducing the starters to the crowd on hand here this evening. Let me do that for you, first of all. For the Horton Chargers, under head coach Dave Losey, Horton comes into the game at 17-5, and they're going to be starting 6'4" junior Dante Moskov, and they're going to be starting 6'4" senior Hayden Smith. Big guys in the middle, right behind them, Cooper Wishup. He is a senior at 6'3". You move out toward the top, and a couple of 6'1 guards. Gannon Beckner, a senior, and junior Luke McAfee. Cooper Horton, Mosba, McAfee, Beckner, Wishup, Smith. For Jefferson County North, and their head coach, Corey Nolan, his assistant Jeff Schneider, JC, and comes into the game at 15-7. And the Chargers are going to be starting Connor Kearns, Brady Noel, Carson McAfee, Calvin Manville, and Ethan Noel. So JC at 15-7, Horton at 17-5. Tonight, it will be the Horton Chargers who are the home team, and they're going to be in the white with navy blue. Jefferson County North in the same green uniform that they wore last night with the white lettering and trim. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Championship game in a Class 2A Sun State here in Winchester, and we are good to go. It's been a big day around the care listening area. Congrats to Coach Folsom, Assistant Coach Andy Conley, and the Benedict and Lady Ravens on a huge road victory this afternoon. I'm sure they're motoring home with big old smiles going on, looking forward to a championship game we'll have on K Radio. I believe that'll be next Tuesday night up in Des Moines. Right now, though, we're, the Chargers pull down the basketball to begin things. They'll take that opening tip on them. They're just going to have a little mental lapse and throw it away. So Horton is going to have it back, still scoreless, a half a minute in. Chargers bring it in from the far side. McAfee will bring it in, and here comes Gannon Becker over to Luke. McAfee brings it up, top of the key to Caden Smith. Smith goes right side, easy layup. It's going to be missed because of a foul beneath the goal, and leaning in, and a little push underneath, and the foul is going to be on Grady. It'll be his first foul. And Horton coming to the free throw line already, half a minute into the game, and the first shot will not go in for Cooper. Quick drop, one more shot coming up. He'll eye it, and this one's going to be short. Rebounding it down, JCN. Connor Kearns coming up with the basketball, lobs it over to the right side to Grady, back out on top to McAfee. He'll put on the floor a couple of times, take it left side of the free throw line, brings it back out on top to Calvin. JCN moving the ball briskly, working the perimeter right now as it's a zone defense, little 2-3 zone employed by the Chargers to begin things here. The big guys in the middle making it tough. 3-point shot, McAfee, boom! Plus one! Now, here's a mistake. When you've got a 2-3 zone, let's analyze the numbers here. 2-3 zone, you got two big guys down at the baseline. You take a really big guy, and you have him on the baseline corner, and you flash him out to try to defend a little guard popping a three. He can't stop in time. The shot gets off ahead of him getting there. The bucket is in. The collision happens. The free throw's on the way. And to start the game, you've got Carson McAfee with a 4-point play. And James Dean will break out on top. 4-0. Quick shot goes up for Horton. Missing. James Dean coming down with the basketball. We're just over a minute into the game. Chargers down, baseline left, jump shot up, Ethan no good. And a rebound is suddenly swept away. Fast block, coming down with the basketball. He picked up that foul a moment ago with the wing. And out on top of it, it is Horton. And again, we're going to have to not rely on mascot in the description tonight quite so much. Both teams are the Chargers. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Mascot drops an elbow, and there's the offensive foul. And Dante with a quick 2 personal fouls. And he may have to be checking out of the game. And quickly, head coach Dave Losey races to the bench and stops the game. And Masqua is going to have to come out checking in is going to be Trent Lockwood. Now, you bring Trent into the game. What you bring in is a very experienced player. Trent Lockwood, a 6'2" junior, gets a lot of PT for this team. So the bench is very strong for Horton. On the baseline left, McAbee drives in, spins, feeds off to underneath. Now, in the middle, it's going to be knocked away, but Connor turns it down. Have it down, it's going to be someone back. Drive it down with it, it's going to be Horton. Taking it down the left side, coming out on top. Three-point shot, Luke McAbee, off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, followed up, miss. Offensive rebound, followed up, miss. Rebound tipped around, and we got bodies on the floor. We get a whistle, we got a foul. Let's see where it's going. On the Horton basket, plenty of shots being launched. None of the shots going in. The official's coming over. And the foul is going to be on Ethan Noel. It'll be his first. Team fouls are even at two apiece. It is Horton basketball coming into their offensive baseline. Left side of the basketball is going to be Becker. Gannon skips it over to the left to McAfee. Back off on John. Looking in, no room. Let's take it back over to the right side. Horton very patient on this possession. Training 4-0. Heels in the center circle for Becker. Keeping the dribble alive, working in front of Grady. He dumps it back over to the wing. Horton with the basketball up top side. Now stepping to the free throw line, no shot there. The pass underneath, a pretty pass in the bucket up a good Caden Smith for two. Horton gets his first points of the game at 5:18 to play. Opening quarter, it is now 4-2. And again, that Charger 2-3 zone. Something that J.C. and going to have to be shooting over. Like this, McAfee's three will draw the front of the iron. Won't go. Rebound underneath, and as he goes up, he gets tied up, and we get a jump ball. Jump ball, possession arrow, Wharton. And 5 minutes to go in quarter number one. Jefferson County North with a 4-2 lead. So we are super early on. Over to the right side, it's going to be Caden Smith. Horton brings it out between the circles. He'll go right wing, now working to the big man. He'll drop his shoulder, put the shot up, low ball. And Grady rebounds this one down. J.C. flies up the floor. So the Chargers are going to have to rely, probably going to want to rely on their speed. They've got lots of it. The Horton Chargers are going to rely on size and strength. It's a great matchup. It's that whole immovable object, unstoppable force thing. Just two very, very different styles of basketball. Now the ball down to the baseline. Horton will feed it across, out on top. McAfee starts slip, little bounce pass in the middle, out on top. Grady, and he'll lob it down for Ethan. He'll get away and go out of bounds. So Jefferson County North, after all that running the offense, unable to get a shot away, and we're down to 4 minutes to go in a quick movement opening quarter where it is still only 4-2. Kirsten McAfee with a 3+1 for J.C. and for Horton. Caden Smith with a layup off the running baseline. Here's a fadeaway shot. Too strong. Ethan Newell rebounds it down off the fly. McAfee bringing it back up the court for Jefferson County North. And you also have to understand, in the course of our description of the game, each of these teams has a point guard whose surname is McAfee. So we drive in, and Carson gets fouled and will come to the free throw line again. This foul is going to be on Horton's Caden Smith. So, one big guy, Dante Maskell, with two fouls. The other big guy, Caden Smith, now with one. And Chase Dean will make a couple of substitutions, bringing a big guy their own into the game with Andy Baker, also going to bring Eli Weiser in. Here's J.C. and a quick three. Brandon, it is Eli. And J.C. goes up now 7-2. 3:20 to play in the first quarter. So again, both teams have a McAfee at the point guard. Not related, I don't think, as I talked to their families. Doesn't seem like they are aware of any close kinship, at least. Here's a swing pass over to the right side. Horton with the ball from the free throw line. The 15-footer knocked down. And that is Horton's Luke McAfee. And it is 7-4. Inside three to go. Opening quarter. J.C. with the three-point lead and with the basketball. Eli's going to have it on the right side. Looks to the middle, brings out Carson. Back over to the left edge. It's going to be Connor. Charger, JCN Charger. Work the outside. Defeated Calvin. Came back in. Dribbles it off on top. Calvin's a big guy, too, and he's got really good ball handling skills. That's the guy that tall. Does it? He does. Here's McAfee's three. In, out, off the rim again. No good. Horton rebounding it down. Trent Lockwood clears it away. And it's 2:20 to go in the opening quarter, trailing by three. Horton back up front with it. Here's a 12-footer. Up and good. Luke McAfee with another two-point shot, and it's a one-point game at 7-6. JC into the post court at 2 minutes to play in the first. The feet underneath. No one was down to defending. And good sight. Andy hits the bucket. So Baker gets his first points, and that was a great view on the floor and a nice assist. A minute 50 to go in the opening quarter. Dropping in, putting the shoulder in. Shot's no good. Tipped out. Baker pulled down. McAfee chipped the guy to North, racing into the forecourt. McAfee into the lane. Dumps it off on top. Here's Cowell for three. No. And a long rebound pulled down by Horton. Wishrup comes down with a basketball. And again, it's going to be Luke McAfee up the floor with the first. For Horton, here's a three outside, way short. Eli Weiser and the rebound. Minute 20 to go in the first. Been a full day of basketball here on Care Radio. Hope you've enjoyed it. Joseph's been there since the wee hours of the morning. And now the pass down to the baseline. It's got to be not green stolen. Thornton coming up with a basketball. They got a chance to tie it up with a long shot. McAfee will take it to the right side. Pulls up from eight, in and out, and in. And Luke McAfee has exploded for a half a dozen here in the opening quarter. It is a 9-8 game. We're now in the last minute of the first. J.C. Ingles, baseline left. Calvin out on top. The three. Yeah, for Connor Kearns. It is 12-8, Jefferson County North. Thornton going from left to right across your dial here in the opening half. Stomping just across the center circle. It'll go back on the right side there. McAfee, Luke will feed underneath. The big guy is up and in and a cross line. How about that? That gets the Thornton fans back on their feet. The foul is going to be out. Calvin Manville. It'll be his first. Team fouls it out even at three apiece. And an opportunity for Caden Smith to complete the three-point play. We got a couple of substitutions looking to come into the game. I don't know why they're not going to let him come in. That was some kind of a mistake, but the free throw's no good. Rebound, Horton, follow shot, good for three. And there's a technical error by the crew right there on not allowing that substitution into the game. It is a 13-12 lead for Horton. Here's a three, Jason. Nope, they'll feed underneath instead. Calvin gets fouled. We got a Horton player tumbling to the floor, but Cade Smith leads up and is okay. Are they going to let him come in the game yet? The official out there on the floor is absolutely not allowing the subs to enter the game. Yeah, this is a two-shot foul, and so they should allow the substitutions after the first one. It was a bucket and a plus one a moment ago, and they did not allow the sub to come in before the plus one, which missed. So those players missed a lot of time. Now they're going to come in for both teams. Chandler Newman into the lineup for Horton. Free throw, rims out, no good. Rebound underneath Andy, and he can't hit it against foul. So Andy Baker comes to the free throw line, and we're going to have another foul call. Lots of fouls in this one. It is going to be on Trent Lockwood. It'll be his first. The free throw is up and in. Andy Baker collects his third point. It's a 13-13 ball game. One more free throw, and it misses. And as it does not go in, we come to the end of the opening quarter. Kind of a confusing end of the quarter, but it can't get much closer than this. We'll be back. Second quarter coming up here in Winchester, Kansas. 2A Substate Championship game. Horton 13, depth door 13.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Ball game here in Winchester, Kansas, at 2A Substate Championship. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph Producing and Engineering in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Gus Bob is still motoring home from that Benedictine ladies win this afternoon. BC girls winning in Dubuque for the second time this season. Shepherd County North is going to be the second team out on the court. They're going to have Calvin Manville and Ethan Knoll. We're going to have Connor Kearns out there, Grady Knoll, and Carson McAfee. For Wharton, got Luke McAfee out there. Chandler Newman is going to stay in the game also. You've got Cooper Wishrop. Baseline right finds Trent Lockwood. And as you come up topside, you'll find Luke McAfee and Cannon Becker. So there's the guys out of the court to begin the second quarter. We're underway. McAfee baseline left three up short. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Wharton Wishrop. Coop comes out of the bounds. Cabal and into the Cannon Becker. Coming up the floor. Little 360 spin move as he takes it across the timeline. McAfee will slide over to the left side, playing off his screen sent by Chandler. He's a big guy. He can set a serious screen. 7.5 to go in the first half. Still tied at 13. On the right side of the free throw line, the feet underneath, trying to get it to Chandler, but it's going to be out of his reach and off his fingertips, out of bounds to Jefferson County North. They're having to play from right beneath their goal, deep to the backcourt. 7:23 to go in the opening half. McAfee will bring it up the floor, taking a look over Coach Knoll, gets the signal, and JCN will set their offense. Still working against this 2-3 zone. It's done what it's supposed to do. Here's JC, and all their scoring has been from outside. Here's a three-point shot that's off the mark, and Newman rebounds it down. Chargers coming up the floor. So JC has 13 points. All right, here's how they've gotten them. Eli has hit a three. Connor has hit a three. Carson has hit a three with a plus one, and Andy Baker with a regular bucket and one of two free throws. So the shooting has been predominantly from the outside. That tells you that the 2-3 zone is doing what it's designed to do. 6.5 to go in the opening half. 13-13 ball game yet. Horton down the floor and showing really good patience. Coach Losey now on his feet, telling his team maybe to spin it up a little bit faster. They'll go off to the baseline right, just outside the block. Back off on top, it'll go. Down the long three, left side, skims off, no good. Nice offensive rebound underneath for Newman. Back right, jump shot, air ball, too strong, rebound, and a big collision over there. JCN is rebounding it down and then going airborne and hit ball. Gannon Becker will collect his first foul, and it'll be team foul one of the second quarter by Wharton. A couple of minutes into the second quarter, still 13-13. No one has put anything on the board yet in the second. JCN brings it up. We're over 2 minutes in. No second quarter points. Back over to the right side, Connor. Left side, Grady. Long cross court to Connor. Out on top, Carson. Drives left. Back out it comes to Grady. Here's Connor again. Carson. Twist, feet in the middle, and the little one-hander is up and good. Grady Knoll. Grady got that easy bucket on an assist from Carson McAfee because Carson looked like he was going to put up a shot. Two defenders tried to collapse on him, but now here's a feed. Underneath it, all alone with an easy up and in is Chandler Newman. So we're tied again now at 15 and 5:18 to go in quarter number two. Jason works the perimeter. Both of these teams have shown all kinds of patience. Here's a feed underneath and up and in. For Ethan Knoll. tell you what also we're probably having, and without the numbers, I'm not going to be able to tell you specifically, but I'm going to tell you that the gist and the feel of it is that we've got some pretty good shooting percentages going on. Here, midpoint in the second quarter, 17-15 JCN. Here's a run to right side, McAfee. That one won't go. The rebound is just going to be taken away. Chandler Newman stood flat-footed, but JCN saw Calvin go up in the air, take it away. Here's a feed inside, one-handed runner, up and in. The assist goes to Ethan, the bucket goes to Greedy, and we've got a Horton timeout. JCN fans coming to their feet here in Winchester. We're taking the break just at the 4:30 to play. We're in the opening half in Winchester, Kansas. Class 2A Sub-State title game. Jeff North, 19. Horton, 15.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here in Winchester, the ball is put in play by Horton, and up the floor with it they come. The crowd's gotten noisy a couple times, kind of noisy. I don't think they've reached anywhere close to their volume potential. Their max decibels have not been achieved yet, and I suspect there's going to be that one play made by one of the other of these teams that's going to kind of shake the bolts loose on this school roof. Here's a 17-footer. It'll come up a little bit short, and JCN rebounds it down. Devandy taking the board. Up with it is going to come McAfee into the lane. Out on top, Grady. He'll start in. Backs away. Right side to Andy. Andy wisely says, I'm not going to dribble that ball inside. I'll get it to the guys out on top. That was the right idea. And now on the left is Connor Kearns. JCN's really spread it out. Really opened it up. Here's a 15-footer. Got it, Calvin Manville for two. Calvin's first points of the ball game. Seventh JCN player to score. It is 21-15. Shepherd County North up a half a dozen, 3:20 to go in the first half. What they did coming out of that timeout is Horton maintains the 2-3 zone. JCN just took the three outside guys and pulled them up, probably two steps above the circle, giving them more room to move the ball and more freely, more quickly pass from the top to the corners and back around again and then reverse the basketball. Here's the Chargers with it. They're Horton Chargers. JCN stays in their player D. Little backdoor pass, looking for Chandler, and he's going to get a little bit tangled up. The ball's going to go out of bounds to Jefferson County North. Newman out of the ball game and returning to the floor for Horton. We're going to get Caden Smith. So Caden's going to take the five for Horton. JCN is going to rotate Calvin Manville out of the game to bring Ethan Noel back in. So at the five in this 2-3 zone for Horton, Caden Smith stands in. Baseline right, Luke McAfee. Baseline left, Connor Wishrop. Out on top, you've got Jackson Moman. Here's a three, McAfee, short rebound. Horton. Going to bring up that last guy is Luke McAfee, by the way. And, Luke McAfee and Cannon Becker were the two guys topside. 2:27 to go in the half. They'll feed in the middle. The pass a little too strong and a little behind McAfee. Could come down with it. Here's the feed. The lob across. And JCN is going to turn it over. Moving a little bit, maybe too quickly. With 2:14 to go in the half. Enjoying a 6-point lead, but that is not a big lead. Certainly not a safe lead, as Horton can score a lot in a hurry. They'll bring it up on top. Caden Smith way out now on the way to Gannon. Becker jumps it up to Moman. Jackson puts it on the floor one time. Back over again to Gannon. Minute 50 to go in the first half. The feed left block. The reverse layup. Nice. And Luke McAfee collects his 8th point of the game. 21-17 Jeff North. With a minute 40 to go in what has been a really low scoring ball game and a really low scoring second quarter. McAfee, top side, goes over to Grady on the right. Now to Eli on the left. He'll launch the three. It's off the rim, and rebounded down underneath. We're taken away by JCN, and a foul call. That rebound was cleared down by Cooper Wishrop, and Andy Baker just reached in and plucked it away from him. Picked his pocket like a guy walking down the middle of the street in Las Vegas on a Friday night taking your pocket watch. Minute 24 to go. First half. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Jefferson County North's Ethan Noel. Knocks it in. Ethan, 3 points in the game. Now the Chargers are going to get small. Look at this. They're taking up all the big guys. For the first time tonight, we're going to see them completely change the formation, formulation of this offense. And the second free throw not going to go in for Ethan. It is 22-17 JCN. Down to a minute 15 to go in the opening half. Wharton with the basketball. Gannon Becker dumps it over to the right side to Moman. Jackson looks in, goes backdoor shot up, and close one. That was a pretty play, well executed in the bucket to Connor Wishrop. Or rather, Cooper's. Cooper. Coop picks up his first points of the game. It'll be Connor Kearns with his first foul. It is the only second quarter foul by JCN, and this free throw is going to be good. Completing the three-point play, making it a 22-20 ball game. And we're down to a minute to go in the opening half. Here comes Jefferson County North with a single possession lead, 22-20. Ethan will take it to the baseline left. Back on top, Connor starts in out near the center circle. McAfee back over to the right. Eli Weiser, long cross court, elbow-to-elbow pass. Right side, Eli. The junior skip pass down low, and it's going to be batted away and knocked out of Ethan's hand. Horton fans thought Ethan had reached out and touched it, but the official, really good position right where he needed to be, makes the quick call and says, no, that's not what happened here. It's going to be Horton basketball, and Eli Weiser comes out of the game and back in. We're going to get Andy Baker. Jefferson County North put the ball in play. Half a minute to go in the opening half, leading it by a pair. They'll probably run this thing all the way down unless they get exactly the shot they want. Now they'll feed underneath for Andy on the floor one time. Triple team puts the shot up, misses, and they're going to say travel with it. So Baker turns it over. And for Horton, plenty of time to tie the game or even to take a lead. They trail only by two. 22-20. Here's a little tidbit for you. Horton has never been in front in this game. They've trailed by as many as six. Right now, they're on a 5-1 run. Turnaround shot, missing. And a rebound, Jeff North. Calvin Mandel comes down with it. He's got to bring it up the floor himself. Attack the bucket, into the lane. The shot, is it a block? Yep, the charge. And that was a nice job by McAfee to get down the floor, wave it off the bucket. We're going to get the offensive foul on Calvin. It will be his second foul of the game. And with 2 seconds to play in the half, they're going to get a little taller, JC, and they're going to take McAfee out of the game. And Horton's got to go the length of the court and get a shot off. 2.2 to go, to be exact. It comes in deep in the backcourt. They're never going to get a shot off this way. They'll launch one from half court that goes over the backcourt and the team's head for the locker room. It has been everything we thought it would be. Low scoring, closely contested, and a very tight game halfway through. We'll be back on Sunrise opening half for you. From Winchester, at the break, it's Jeff North, 22, Horton 20.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good to have you with us here in Winchester. Jeff, the guy that you're leading by a pretty slim margin. It is 22-20. JCN leading Horton at the break. Quick look at the scoring from the first half. For the Horton Chargers, leading the way, Luke McAfee, 8 points. In fact, giving to all scorers with those 8 points. 4 points in the opening half for Caden Smith, 3 each for Cannon Becker and Cooper Wishup, 2 in the first half for Chandler Newman. For Jefferson County, New Orleans, they got 7 guys on the scoreboard, no one with more than 4. 4 apiece for Grady Nolan and Carson McAfee, 3 in the first half for Connor Kearns, Ethan Nolan, Andy Baker, and Eli Weiser, 2 first half points for Calvin Manville. Looking at the fouls, no one in any trouble. For JC and one guy with 2, that's Calvin. For Horton, one guy with 2, that's Dante. No other player with 2 or more than 1. So, yeah, nobody in any jam at all. Here's the deal. We're going to be back and bring in the second half live. This game is going to come right down to the wire. Game 1 this afternoon was taken by Riverside over the MHMA girls. Game 2 is at halftime. We'll be back bringing the second half live. Intermission score in Winchester. Jefferson County North 22, Horton 20. Back we go to our man Joseph. He's in that famous and really busy Carrigo Sports Studio.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, equal housing. Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us for Boys Substate Action from JCN. We'll be returning to Tom Courtside in Winchester in just a few minutes. The upcoming week is going to be interesting in both high school and college basketball. Do stay tuned to our sports segments during the morning and noon and evening news hour reports during the week, as the schedule is tentative at this time. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
The big story in Atchison right now is that the Atchison High Phoenix beat Parsons 64-37 in the boys game. In other boys basketball scores, it was Axtell over Hanover 61-55. Clifton Clyde topped Frankfort 61-43. Bishop Seabury Academy beat Centralia by 1 point, 52-51. Sabetha fell to Hayden 71-67, and in the Nemaha Central Beloit game, it was Beloit's night with 47 points to Nemaha Central's 40. In girls basketball, we had Valley Heights top Wabunsee 51-43, and Riverside beat Marhill Mount Academy 23-56. In KU basketball right now, with 13 minutes left in the second half, it is the Cincinnati Bearcats 54 to Kansas State Wildcats 42. In the earlier game, it was the Baylor Bears over the Kansas Jayhawks 82-74. The score right now at the half in this game is JCN 22, Horton 20. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Our chief meteorologist, Bill Spencer, bringing the forecast and the fun to the morning show. Wiggles in the jet stream, is that something
yes.
they taught you in meteorology school?
Yes, all the students have to get up in front of class and wiggle, and whoever wiggles the best gets the jet stream award. That's how they kept the classes interesting. Thermodynamics can only go so far.
Catch Weather Talk with Bill Spencer, weekday mornings at 6:45 on the Care Country Morning Petting Zoo.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A red flag warning begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow and remains in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 54 tonight under clear skies, southerly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 80. Lows dip down to about 48 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 64 and clear in Atchison. It feels like 63. Winds out of the southeast at 10 miles per hour. Relative humidity 47%. The dew point 44 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure is falling at 29.65 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
We're Exchange Bank, your hometown community bank. We take pride in remaining a locally owned bank, keeping current with technology while maintaining our old-fashioned values. We still make our loan decisions locally. For your next car or mortgage loan, come visit one of our knowledgeable officers. You'll see we offer some of the best rates available. Stop in and see us. We can help you achieve your goals. Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
KAIR is your local sports authority, on the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Acheson Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back to Winchester. We're just getting underway with the second half. Good to have you along. Many thanks to our man Joseph, producing, engineering, and half-timing for us here on Care Radio today. Quick shot goes up, and it's up and good. And we've had a couple of quick buckets by Connor Winship and a three by Connor Kearns. It is 25-24, JCN by one. Just underway here in the second half. Good to have you along with us. High school basketball tonight on Care Radio. Gus had the Benedictine ladies a little bit earlier, and now we've got the high school sub-state championship games where the girls game over a little bit ago, taken by Riverside. Second game here, the guys here, the runner from 12. It's going to be up and good by McAfee. He's having a huge game, but double figures with 10. And back in front goes Wharton to 26-25. Chase team with the basketball. We're 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Chargers worth it over to the right side. That's going to be Grady. Subs it off on top. Connor Kearns. We're going to see Wharton do what Wharton does, and that's settle into that 2-3 zone. Two big, big guys in the middle and the baseline right. A pretty good-sized guy. Luke Backbay, a very athletic guy on the baseline left. Little sidestep over to the wing. Chargers don't like the shot. Jason brings it back on top. Now the feed down the baseline. The ball's going to be knocked away and forced back out on top. That was good hustle underneath by Ethan Noel. No shot clock, so there is all the time in the world to get the look that you want at the rim if you're Jason. Top of the key. Back over to the left. It'll go to Connor. Kearns looks it to the baseline, out on top, Grady, into the middle. Here's a shot, three, McAfee, no rebound, rolling around, it's on the floor, it's going to go out of bounds, it's going to be Wharton basketball. Hit long dive by Ethan Noel in an effort to corral that ball as it was rolling across the floor, but he couldn't get there in time. 5:32 to go. Hey, Grandma Marie, if you're listening, I got Carissa sitting here beside me, and everybody's here. I'm saying hi to Grandma Marie. Yeah. So, we hope you're enjoying the ball game. It's a good one. 5:28 to go here in the third quarter. JCN trails. Trails by one at 26-25. Shot goes up. Horton, no good. Gives the guy to North back down court with it. JCN with the basketball down one. 26-25. The feet across the baseline. It's going to be stolen back by Horton. Wishrop bringing it down the floor. Drives in. Goes in. Finger rolls short. Gets his own rebound. It's going to be sacked out of his hands and knocked out of bounds by McAfee. It'll be Horton basketball at their baseline with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Putting it in play, Horton at the baseline. It'll be Luke McAfee to inbound. Lobs it way out on top to Dante Masqua. You know Dante's got to get some shots away. Here's a baseline easy one for Luke McAfee. Give him a dozen now. And it's 28-25 Horton. It is their largest lead at 4:50 to go in the third quarter. JCN is led by as many as six. Now Horton with his largest lead at three at 4:44 to play in the third quarter. Once again, Jeff North swings the ball from side to side, trying to get that defense to overcorrect, to overshift. And Coach has not seen that happen, so we're going to get a JCN timeout taken by Coach Corey Nolan. Joseph, here's a break. What do you say? 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Winchester, Kansas. It's Horton 28, Jeff North 25.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Clark put the ball in play from in front of a huge throng of fans across the way. Both teams have packed this house here tonight. Jeff Newitt around the left side with a one-hand push pass to Ethan. Now they'll kick it to Connor. Back out on top. It's going to go. Grady Noll. Top of the key. Off to right side, Ethan. Ethan steps toward the middle. Brings it back off on top. For JCN, trying to find any chink in that Horton defense. And there just isn't one right now. Horton comes into the game 17-5 on the season. And we get a foul. Yeah. What happened? Grady decides he's going to drive into the middle. And as he goes in, the defender slides across in front of him, reaches for the ball, and it's going to be the first foul of the game by Cooper Rishroff. And it's going to put Grady Noll at the free throw line. Grady's got 4 points, but has not had a free throw yet tonight. He'll eye it and rims out no good. Out of the game, Ethan Nolan back in for Jeff North. We're going to get Calvin Mangum. JCN is going to send two defenders into the backcourt along with Horton's Gannon Becker. Second free throw is good for Grady. And he will have his 5th point, getting his team back within a pair. It's 28-26. Baseline follow-away shot, no good. We better go back down, JCN. Here comes Jeff North. Down the left side very quickly. It's going to be Calvin Manville. Out on top, McAfee shakes the defender but can't get a shot away. Gets it back to Grady Noll. Grady playing it to 2. Kicks it back out on top. McAfee. 3.5 to go. The pass underneath. Trying to get it in the middle to Andy. And we've got a whistle. Where's the foul going to go? Lots of contact. The foul is going to be on JCN and Andy Baker. It is his first foul tonight. Each team has committed only one foul in the 3rd quarter. That's part of the reason this game is moving so quickly. Not a lot of fouls. Not a lot of stops to play. Frankly, not a lot of scoring. It is 28-26. The whole game is low scoring, not just this quarter. Horton with the basketball, and JCN stays in his man defense. Right side is Dante. He'll turn, shoot it off the window, and score a basketball. And Dante Maspar gets his 1st point of the game with that bucket. 30-26. JCN down 4. It's now the largest lead for Horton tonight with 2:50 to go in the 3rd quarter. Left side, McAfee into the corner, goes to Grady Noll. JC just continues to work it side to side. That defense is not working very hard. They're not flexing very far. Half a step one way or another. It's not like they're really wearing themselves out. The feed comes into the lane. Now the ball is going to be knocked out of the hands of Calvin Manville. But a break for JC, and they're going to say the defender kicked it when they got it down on the floor. It's going to come back to Jeff North. Now we're going to see Grady Noll check out, and Ethan come back in as Coach Corey rotates players, keeps somebody warm, or keeps somebody rested a little bit. And then the ball in the middle on the inbound, we have a foul call. Foul is going to be on Horton's Cooper Wishdrop. 2 fouls on Coop. They both came here in the 3rd quarter. Matter of fact, he's got the only 3rd quarter fouls by Horton. Free throw. Nope. And Andy Baker is 1 of 3 at the free throw line tonight. 2:29 to go in the 3rd quarter. Baker eyeing this one up. And hits it. So Andy's 4th point of the game, it is 30-27. 2:25 to go. Baseline shot, right side, no good. Baker coming out with a rebound. JCN's going to run. That's what JCN would like to do, but Horton did a good job of getting down the floor very quickly, getting that defense set up before JCN can get a shot away. Now they're going to get an offensive foul. Connor Kearns is going to pick it up. It will be team foul 2. It'll be personal foul 2 on Connor Kearns. Horton's back up court with it, leading by 3, and now 2 minutes to go in the 3rd quarter. Skip pass to the right block. Trying to back in Caden Smith. And he'll kick it over to Dante. And Mascot tried to spin around and get a shot away, but he travels with the basketball, and Jefferson County North is going to get it right back. Inside 2 to go in the 3rd quarter, 30-27. Eli Weiser has come back in. JCN has hit only three-point shots tonight. Here's a little baseline, a long two, and it's up and good for Andy. 30-29, Horton. And we've got a minute and a half to go, third quarter. The Horton Chargers bring it back down. They're going from right to left now in the second half. Here's a baseline, short shot, nicely done. Putting it in Luke McAfee. 6 in the quarter, 14 in the game for Luke McAfee. 32-29, Horton in front with a minute 15 to go in the third. We're going to take what? 50 will win this game. No question, I'll think about that. Here's a little hook shot right side, and nicely done by Ethan Noel. He looked a little off balance, kind of falling away, but was able to maintain the concentration and get a nice shot on his way. And now it's 32-31. Horton with the ball, with the lead, up by a point. The pass in the middle, batted, loose in the floor. It's going to be saved. McAfee, little reverse layup, knocks it down. Say what, Luke is having a huge quarter and a great game. Again, Horton up 3. Here's the long shot. Tie game off the hand of Eli Weiser, his second 3 tonight. It's 34-34. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. This game was tied at the quarter, 2 points at halftime. Tied right now with 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's a shot. It's going to be blocked out of bounds. 3 seconds left in the third, and Horton will have it in at their offensive end. Little substitutions being made by Corey Noe. He's going to bring Grady back into the game and going to bring Carson McAfee back. And he had him out getting him a little rest going into the fourth. But now the ball comes in. Shot blocked again and knocked out of bounds. What a play by Andy Baker. Now there's a second point four. 1.4. Comes in. Quick three. The buzzer. No good. We're going to the fourth quarter in this championship game, and we're tied. Taking a break after three quarters in Winchester. Jeff North and Horton deadlocked at 34.
Pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
As you watch this game and you look at these teams and see this thing develop to the first three quarters and now going to the fourth, these teams have hardly anything in common except that they both have scored 34 points through three quarters. Jefferson County North, not real big. They got a big guy, but they're not loaded up with big guys. And they like to shoot the shot from the outside. They like to have many guys participate in the offense. Horton's got big guys. They don't want to have that man defense. They're going to go in and pack it in a 2-3 zone. They're going to feed it offensively into the middle to their two powerfully built 4 and 5 down there. And they're going to go inside. And they're going to have a couple of guys do the lion's share of scoring. They're one great scoring guard, Luke McAfee, and then big guys off the post. Here's a baseline shot right out of the gate in the fourth quarter for JC, and it's Connor Kearns. Jeff North goes in front to begin the quarter. It's 37-34. JCN at 7.5 to go. And again, I don't use the mascot because both teams are Chargers, but that doesn't help. Off the left block, the short layup is in. And Horton responds quickly on the 6th point of the game by Caden Smith. 37-36. Jeff North up 1 with 7:17 left. For Horton, a huge night for Luke McAfee. Here's the baseline. Oh, shot, McAfee for three for JCN. That is Carson's 7-3 of the game, and that prompts a Dave Losey timeout. Let's take a break with Horton. We're down to 7-5 to go in the game. Jeff North, 40, Horton 36.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
Time to go in the ball game. It is a third to rather a 40-36 lead. Roy Jefferson County North, welcome back to Winchester, Kansas, everybody. Coming out of the timeout, taken by Horton. JCN is going to have Ethan Knoll and Carson McAfee, Calvin Manville, Grady Knoll, and Connor Kearns from left to right out of the floor. For Horton, they're going to have Dante Maspa and Caden Smith down off the blocks. Over on the left side, it's going to be Gannon Becker. Here's a shot off the right side. It's going to be up. Is it in and one? It is. An opportunity here to three-point play for Caden Smith. Count that bucket for Caden. And it is going to be foul number two today by Grady Knoll. Running out the rest of the starters, by the way, for Horton. You started to get down here, and then you talked about Gannon Becker. We've got also Luke McAfee and Cooper Wishrup. Free throw to get this to a one-point game, and it's right there. Caden Smith has got 5 points in the first minute of the fourth quarter, and now nine in the game. It's 40-39, Jeff North, at 6:45 remains. Cross-court pass, the hand gotten on it by Wishrup, and Cooper volleys it halfway up the crowd on the east side of the gym. And Jason is going to be putting it back in play. McAfee kicks it over to Grady Knoll. Into the corner to Ethan. Very brisk passing now. Here's the three. McAfee. What a shot by Carson McAfee. His third three tonight. It is 43-39. And again, that is what JCN does. They are what they are. And that is fast and a good defending and a good shooting team. For Horton, they are a powerful team. They're so strong, and they shoot really well. They take smart shots, like this one coming up, going into the middle, and they're going to have the JCN foul. They bent it off the block, got it to Dante Maspa. He was just going to pivot counterclockwise and lay it up, but before he was able to make a move, we're going to have the second foul of the game by Ethan Knoll, and Horton will put the ball in play. Inside six to go in the game. It's 43-39, Jeff North. McAfee, skip pass over to the left side. Taken by Becker. Now at the free throw line to Caden Smith. They'll feed Dante. Hooks it up and in and give him a plus one. And the size mismatch in the middle is a bit of a problem right now for JCN. Horton getting it to the big guys and depending on them. And the big guys are delivering. Ethan Knoll is going to come out of the game, and JCN will get a little taller and put a Calvin Manville back on the floor. So you're going to have Calvin Manville and Andy Baker out there. Coming to the free throw line, here's Dante. He's got four, and that free throw makes it 5 points tonight. Back-to-back conventional three-point plays for the Horton Chargers. Make it a 43-42 JCN lead. 5.5 to go. Jeff North keeps going back to the three-point well. And Horton keeps feeding it into the middle. Here's his feed underneath. Baker shot. Hangs on the rim. Just dangles there. And then topples in for two. 8 points, Andy Baker. 45-42, Jeff North. And we've got 5:10 to go in the game. The winner's going to Dodge City. There's a prize. Feed over to the left side. Diamond across. Move up side of the free throw line. The pass underneath. Crossing over. And another layup for Caden Smith. He is owning this fourth quarter. It's 45-44. JCN kicks it back on top. Caden Smith has 4 points in the opening quarter. Didn't score in the second. Didn't score in the third. He's got 7 already in the fourth. And we've still got 4.5 minutes to go in the game. 3-point shot. McAfee. Boom! Another one. What a shot by Carson McAfee. It is 48-44. Burton back up court trailing. McAfee, one-handed runner, no. And a rebound. Cleared away by Jefferson County North. Calvin brings it down. Calvin's going to bring it all the way up. Stop in front of the Charger Banson. It'll come back out between the circles. JC and lobs it right. We're 4 minutes to play in this title game. Skip pass on top. Carson goes left. Goes into the lane. Runs into a defender and travels with it. Yeah. Here's the deal. Carson's not the biggest guy in the world. And he went into 6'4" and 280 pounds of Caden Smith. He did not have a chance. Bounced off of him. Like a pool ball off the cushion on the side pocket. 3:50 to go in the game. It's a 48-44. Jeff North lead. Skip pass over to the left side. Wishrup. Gets it way out high to Caden. Smith back to Wishrop. He'll fall away from 8. Doesn't get it. Rebound down by Mascroft. And as the Chargers reach in to try to turn it away, we're going to get a foul call. Foul's going to be on JCN. It is Ethan Noel picking up his third foul. JCN, here's the big deal. JCN has got 4 fouls in the fourth quarter. Here's a shot up and around it. Good for Gannon Becker. And we're going to get another timeout. Taking a break at 3:29 to go in the game. What a contest. It's Jeff North 48, Horton 46.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Hook a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Corrido. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
.29 to play in the game. The thing, if you look at the scoreboard that's just jumping off right now, is not just that it's a 2-point game, but that it, you look at the fouls. Jefferson County North has committed 4. Horton is shooting for the rest of the game. Horton has not committed a fourth quarter foul yet. So they are not putting Jeff North on the line. Will that matter? We're going to find out. 3:10 to go. JCN still moving the ball around the perimeter. Out on top, McAfee, back to the right side to Grady. But you got to remember also, JCN does not have to shoot. They are the team in front, albeit only by 2. McAfee goes left, accelerates, goes all the way to the baseline, feeds in the middle, Ethan. Comes out on top, Grady, back over to McAfee. He head fakes and has the ball stripped away, and he got fouled. In the reach in to steal the ball away. The official down to the baseline calls the foul. It is going to be on Cooper. Yeah. So Coop picking up his third foul, and that is only the first fourth quarter foul by Horton. JCN putting into play at the baseline between the left side of the lane and the sideline. McAfee brings it in, gets it to Calvin, out on top to Grady. 2:40 to play. And again, JCN does not have to score. Horton's going to have to come out. And that is not what they would like to do. JCN's going to force them into it. And now they've got them switched into a player defense, it looks like. Here's Calvin to Grady, and we're going to get a JCN timeout. Chargers, Jefferson County North Chargers taking a timeout. Joseph, we're getting another one and winding down. Late going in the ballgame, 2:27 left. It is Jeff North 48, Horton 46.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
you already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Jefferson County North puts the ball in play as we return to Winchester, Kansas. Championship game of the Class 2A Substate. 2:17 to go. Now what you got out here? Horton knows they have not committed any fouls, and now getting very aggressive with the defenses. McAfee had it up on top, just reaching and slapping. Gannon Becker picks up his second foul. 2:15 to play in the game. I don't know what I heard in the background, something, but we'll hope it's okay. If there's a problem, somebody needs to let me know. Now the feet down to the baseline. Up, we're going to get a whistle and another foul. And this is going to be another one on Connor Wishoff. And suddenly, Coop has picked up his fourth foul of the game. And is he going to come out? No. In fact, Coach Dave Losey is going to get a little smaller and a little faster. And Jason is going to bring in a play from the backcourt. 2 minutes to play. Chargers have the ball up top side. They'll come to the right. Come back out on top to Manville. Calvin starts top, brings it back. He'll go free to line Ethan. Out on top, it goes to Grady. Minute 50 to go on the game. Grady with the basketball, hands it back to McAfee. Carson into the baseline corner. Goes there to Connor. Turns back to McAfee, who gets mugged in front of the bench. It's going to be another foul on Gannon. Team now for Horton having non-foul. It's kind of coming back to haunt them because they are not able to force JC into the free throw line until this next foul. They have not committed four. And it's JC in out on top, and McAfee's finally going to get fouled. In. If you're JC in, probably he's the guy you want to put at the free throw line. If you're Horton, maybe not so much. That foul on Gannon Becker will be his fourth. See, now you got Cooper Wishoff, Gannon Becker with four fouls apiece. A couple of integral keys to this team. Okay, Joseph, thank you. Free throw? Yeah. So, Carson McAfee hits that free throw. That gives JC a three-point lead. One more free throw. And it is a two-possession lead. The senior taking his time. This one, yep. At what point as a senior do you start realizing I'm never playing on this floor again after tonight, ever again? I'm not sure that these team guys even want to think about that. And I know Coach doesn't want to think about that. He wasn't thinking about this last minute 24. Three-point shot for Horton. Boom! What a shot from the left side by Gannon Becker. His second three of the game, and we're going to get a Horton timeout. Taking a break for the minute 20 to go. We've got a one-point game, and we've got a fantastic finish in store. Jeff North, 50. Horton, 49.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Welcome back to Winchester. Jefferson County North putting the ball in play. And instantly reaching in is Caden Smith. And they are going to foul Carson McAfee. So for Caden, it is only his second foul. Remember, Becker and Wishrop for Horton each have four. And Carson back at the free throw line. A couple more shots. Getting pretty quiet in here. Free throw. Yep. Carson McAfee hits that one. We're going to get, for Coach Losey and Horton, a three-player offense-defense switch. They're going to rotate guys into the game, those four foul guys, along with Dante Maspa, because they're going to try to get him to score, and bringing in defensively guys who are available to commit some fouls and put JC into the line. This free throw is good. Carson hitting another one. It is now 52-49, and we've got a minute 15 to play. Horton with the ball, and put their back to within three. Back it away. The scoop pass to the right side. Smith, batted out of his hands. It's going to be saved. And we get a foul. We did. It's going to be on Grady. Foul number three for Grady Noel. And Horton coming to the free throw line. Stepping up there is Cooper Wishrop. Cooper is one of three, and that one's perfect. It's 8 points tonight. And again, the Chargers make the offense-defense switch. It is 52-50 and 51. Back to the one-point game. And we're at a minute three to play. Chase in with the ball deep to the backcourt. Here comes McAfee, bringing it up the floor. Works it around to the right side, takes it across the timeline, gets double-teamed, dumps it over to the left side. We got a huge collision. McAfee had the peg taken out from beneath him. We're going to have a foul on Caden Smith. It's only his third. Caden just didn't even have a chance to get out of the way. 51 seconds to go. Back to the free throw line is Carson. This one. Yep. One more shot for McAfee. It is 53-51. Hold on, they got to get this little adjustment made here. And it should be 53-51. There it is. Now they got that straight. Very good. Free throw coming up now again. Carson goes through his routine and hits another one. 54-51. 48 seconds to play. Horton with the basketball over to the right side. It's going to be Wishrop. Looks into the middle, finds somebody there. Out of top, Maspa goes left side. You got to think McAfee's the guy, right? He has been the answer for Horton all night long. Here's a feed on each two. It's a big man in the middle, and Dante Maspa gets knocked to the floor, and the foul is on Andy. It'll be Baker's third. And Horton, back of the free throw line. Dante Maspa didn't score in the first half. Again, he got in foul trouble right out of the gate. He has had a free throw here in the fourth quarter, completing a three-point play. He hit that one. So he's one of one at the free throw line tonight with 5 points. 31 seconds to go in the game. Dante gets it to roll in. You heard it hit. Again, it bounded and bounced and falls through. Jason is going to take Baker out of the game, and the offense defense switch for them. Calvin is back in. Horton is going to make again that three-player substitution. And one more free throw from Maspa. What a game we've got. It's a two-point game right now. And what do we got? We've got a lane violation by Horton. And they are not going to allow that second shot. And now we're going to get a JC in timeout. Joseph, let's take another break. I know we're wearing you out, but we're not going to do it for long. 31 seconds to go in this championship game. It's Jefferson County North 54, Horton 52.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
The Hornets team is already out on the court. We've got Jackson Moman out there. And we've got Cooper Scrooby. We got Dante Masqua and Luke McAfee. And rounding it out, who else is going to be like this guy? I'll pick him up here in just a minute. We got a quick collision in the backcourt. 1 second off the clock. And again, the offense-defense switch for Horton. And a single-player offense-defense switch for JC. And this foul is going to be on Trent Lockwood. Beautiful last guy. Couldn't stick out in all those people. Well, Trent will have only his second foul of the game. And back to the other end of the court we come. This time, Horton was able to foul somebody else. They're going to put Connor up there. His free throw is good. Connor Burns has hit, what, three threes tonight, and that was his first free throw opportunity of the evening. It's 55-52. One more shot coming up for Connor. Up and Connor Burns gets them both. 56-52. 27 seconds to play. Horton's got to get some points on the board. It is a two-possession Jeff North lead. Over to the baseline left. Big guy, baseline three, up too strong. Rebounding it in, it's going to be McAfee. Carson running up the floor. Three defenders surround him, and one of them's going to step a foul. The JCN fans feeling a little electricity now. With 15 seconds to go, they're starting to come to their feet. That is also, as some of the dominoes begin to fall, it is the fifth foul of the game for Cooper Wishrup. Coop will foul out of the game with 15 seconds to play in the night with 8 points. Nice round of applause and some real well-earned appreciation for Cooper, one of the seniors on this Horton team. McAfee's free throw. Yes. Seconds to go. McAfee, a little bit of a deep breath, looks at it. He's got his team up by five. This free throw, yeah, up by six. 58-52, JCN up a half a dozen, 12 seconds left. Horton's got to hurry. They'll come out on top. The shot's got to be blocked. JCN coming out of the basketball. They're going to win it. The Jefferson County North Chargers at home tonight take the win over Horton. They run out of the court. The students are out there with them. And the final score this evening, Jeff North 58, Horton 52. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Back with you here in Winchester, Kansas, where the home team, the host team, comes away with a huge win in the championship game. And it is Jefferson County North winning at 57-52 over Horton. It was a fantastic game. this game was 1 point with less than a half a minute to go, but JCN able to notch their 16th win of the year. Horton led in scoring tonight. Double figures for Caden Smith, 11. Luke McAfee, 16 points in the game for Luke. A tremendous game. 8 apiece for Gannon Becker and Cooper Wishrop. 6 tonight for Dante Masqua, and yeah, Chandler Newman getting a pair. For Jefferson County North, what do you say? If you're going down the stretch, the bottom line is do not foul Carson McAfee. 21 points tonight. 9 of 9 at the free throw line. 8 in a row at the end of the game in the fourth quarter. In the last two games, the semifinal and now in the championship game, Carson McAfee has gone 19 of 19 at the free throw line. Also for Jeff North, 11 in the ball game for Connor Kearns. It was 8 for Andy Baker off the bench, and Eli Weiser off the bench hitting a couple of threes. 5 points tonight. Ethan Knoll, 5 for Grady Knoll, and 2 for Calvin Manville. Horton ends up the season at 17-6. Jefferson County North will go to Dodge City, and they are 16-7. I want to thank you for being with us today here on Key Radio. What a marathon it was. Lady Ravens this afternoon, they go to Dubuque. They win over the regular season champion, and they clinch their ticket to a conference title game in Des Moines, Iowa. We'll be with them for that one next week. Then we got down here to the JCN-hosted Winchester Class 2A Substate. In his championship day, ladies game, Riverside. They were just really good today. They got by Mark Hill Mount Academy behind Taylor Weiser's 23 points for MHMA. Capri Kettner led the way with a dozen. And then in this guys game, a game that was not decided until, well, there were less than 12 seconds left. And JCN wins it 58-52. Carson McAfee, 21 points in that win. And he, of course, your Union State Bank player of the game. Got to thank you for having joined us. Here's what you got to do, okay? Stay tuned in. I'm not sure by morning, certainly sometime tomorrow as the brackets come out. We're going to have it here on K-Radio. Go to mscsports.net. We'll have the brackets. We'll know who's playing. We'll know against whom they're playing. And we'll tell you which game is going to be on which station. I'm going to let you know a little secret, little insider stuff that you shouldn't know about. All of them are going to be on one of them. You can be sure of that. Thanks for having me join us this afternoon. Till we greet you next time, for Joseph. Joseph, it's a marathon. Go home, put your feet up, man. Well done. And for Gus, who did a great job in Dubuque this afternoon. Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.